Dark, piercing eyes gaze intently from atop a boulder on a barren plateau. A sense of fear, then bitter hatred, fills the warrior's heart, for he sees approaching a multitude of strange men from a distant land. Word has been passed to him and his people of their cruelty to other tribes. The chief who leads them, the one they call Coronado, is said to possess strong evil magic. He and those with him burn in their desire for the yellow metal they call gold, and are willing to destroy any who stand in their way in the quest of it. Such scenarios were not rare during the era of Spanish conquistador exploration in the Americas, the majority of which occurred from 1540 to 1549. This period in human history, known as the Age of Exploration, began in the 15th century and continued into the 17th century. During this time, Europeans explored the world by ocean, searching for trading partners and particular trade goods. The most desired trading goods were gold, silver, and spices, the very commodities sought after by the powerful, forceful Spanish conquistadors. Their leaders, notably Francisco Coronado, Hernando Cortes, Juan Ponce de Leon, Francisco Pizarro, and Francisco Cordoba, led armies to North, South, and Central America. As a result of their conquests, Spain's power, wealth, and influence in the world was multiplied. The acquisition of new lands was intended to provide Spain multiple benefits. Chief among these were increased trade opportunities for their country, a physically bigger, more powerful nation, plus all the gold and silver that the land could provide. The lure of great fame and fortune was overwhelmingly the strongest motivator for these explorers, though a few were also inspired by a desire to convert the Indians they encountered to Catholicism. Conquistador leaders, whose expeditions were financed by both public and private money, targeted multiple regions of the New World for exploration. One of the most famous, Francisco Coronado, combed what is now Arizona, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas between 1540 and 1542. Another, bold and adventurous Hernando Cortes, born in 1449, explored parts of Cuba. A third, Juan Ponce de Leon, was appointed to be the first governor of Puerto Rico as a result of his service to the Spanish crown by his expeditions. While conquest of Central and South America proved fruitful in searches for riches, those of North America proved less so. Returning without the gold and silver they so eagerly sought, most explorers made it back to Mexico, but others died on their journeys from sickness or Indian-inflicted wounds. Ultimately, the conquistadors were themselves conquered by an insatiable appetite for gold and silver. So great were the dreams of Coronado and his companions that, no matter how unlikely the tales of golden cities were, they continued to believe in them. Their feverish quest of riches, driven by vaporous legends blindly pursued, led to the needless destruction of hundreds of lives, including some of their own. While knowledge of the world's geography was certainly expanded and refined by their exploration, their legacy of ruthless, murderous conquest remains etched in the stone of human history to this day.